Yeah, it's brilliant. No, I'm really grateful that they're going to give me another chance at getting my career back on track. And I know the club's in a bit of trouble at the minute, just dropping the relegation zone. So I'm hoping the next few games are all like cup finals, and I'm hoping I can come and score a few goals. My first week out of prison, you know, I wasn't too sure whether I was going to be getting sacked or what was going on. I know this Cav put a bit in the newspaper saying that he would take me, give him the chance. And as soon as I heard that, and when I knew I was available for loan, then this was the only place I was ever going to go. Pretty simple, you know, the McGaffer at Sheffield Wednesday, to be fair, was good as gold. He said, it's up to you where you want to go. And straight away from the off, I said, Carlisle, I want to go there. I want to go and help out. I want to go and play. I love the place, to be fair. I get on well with Cav. And it just all made sense. You know, my girlfriend lives in Carlisle now, so it was always going to be this place. Graham's been brilliant, you know. He gave me the chance to come and train when I was suspended as well, and I'm ever so grateful, and I'm hoping I can repay him. From since I was 16 year old, I'd be nothing without Carlisle United. That's no secret, and I love the place. I've slipped up in the past, but I'm hoping I've grown up now, and that's all behind me.
Yeah, how much do you feel as though the Gary Medine we're seeing sitting here today is different to the one that left the club?
Yeah, very, very different. You know, I sit and I look back at things I did, and I regret a lot of things, but as I say, I'm hoping I'm growing up now, and I'm hoping I go and score on Saturday, give him the chance. It's part and parcel of life. Things happen, and you've got to learn from your mistakes. And as I say, I'm hoping I've learnt now, and you're going to see another person.
Do you feel as though it's been a life-changing experience?
Yeah, it was tough, you know, sitting, having to watch the Football League show, watching everyone score goals while I was sitting there wasting away, doing nothing. And I don't want to ever go back to that. I thought I got in a bit of a comfort zone. Now I realised how good I had life, and I want now to give it my all, 110% every day. I think that was my own doing. You know, I let the sort of ego get the better of us. Whereas now, trying to keep my feet on the floor and take it from there.
Does it feel as though it's like a second chance for you?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, you know, Sheffield Wednesday could have easy sacked me. Then who knows where I would be? But thankfully they haven't, and thankfully Cav's given me the chance to come here.
What was it like walking back into the dressing room and the corridors down here?
Yeah, but you know, there's still some of the same characters here. I've walked in first as noisy as ever, and it's just good to be able to see old faces that I've grown up with since I was 16 year old, and it puts a big smile on my face being back. I've always been one of them players. I don't like to be told what to do, and I like to have an arm around me sort of thing, and I know Cav will give me that because he knows I'm going to give him 110%.
Clearly the ambition, I guess, is to prove yourself with Sheffield Wednesday again, getting that second chance.
Yeah, I think everyone knows the ability's there. My problem's always been my attitude. Hopefully, as I say, I hope I've grown up now and I'm going to put that all behind me.